Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James Monday sued the Buffalo Diocese and former bishops Richard Malone and Edward Grosch for failing to protect children and for engaging in a decades-long cover-up of sexual abuse by diocesan priests. Joining us live this morning is Attorney Steve Boyd. He has hundreds of clients, survivors of sexual abuse by priests. Steve, thanks for joining us. First, reaction from these survivors that you've talked to when this happened yesterday.
This is really a great day for these folks. We have been waiting a long time, and we've received a number of phone calls throughout the months and months. When's this report coming? Are they really doing anything? What are they doing? And now with this report, I think there is a vindication that, these truths that our clients have been speaking for so long are now have added credibility of the New York State Attorney General, the force of law behind them that Bishop Malone and Bishop Grosch violated the law, and not only a real outline of exactly how they covered all of this up, but punishment. They have asked for restitution, personal restitution from Bishop Malone and Bishop Grosch for the millions of dollars that they wasted protecting these priests, giving them retirement packages, keeping them on the payroll, and treating them like anybody else, when any other corporation, any other workplace in the world would have fired these rapists and pedophiles.
Does this at all impact the civil suits, the Child Victims Act suits that your clients have brought forth?
Well, I don't think it has any immediate impact, but we do have, the diocese is in bankruptcy, so it's likely that very few of those cases would go to trial, but the parish cases still could go to trial. So I think it could have some impact on the juries, because now the jury pool in Western New York can know that this really did happen. They don't have to wonder if this is just an accusation by somebody who wants to bring a lawsuit. They now know that the New York State Attorney General is on this, has read files independently, and has issued this report. So I think it certainly adds credibility and strength to all of our claims.
There are other investigations out there, right? The Erie County District Attorney and U.S. Attorney?
We're told that there are other investigations, but again, you really don't know where those are going or where they land until investigative reports are released or charges are filed. I don't think it's very likely that criminal charges are going to be filed in the Diocese of Buffalo. I know my clients wish there would be, because there was certainly a criminal level that rose to multiple felonies here. But I don't think there's going to be criminal charges. But at least this, at least now the state of New York putting the force of the rule of law on the side of the survivors is a big day.
You know, the state's asking for damages against Malone and Grosch. I would imagine that comes from the Buffalo Diocese, or does it come from a larger organization? Certainly, I'm guessing not looking for something from them too personally. That is assuming that there isn't much to go after there.
Well, the diocese is in bankruptcy, so if the diocese even wants to defend them, they would have to go to the bankruptcy court and ask Judge Buckeye if they could spend money to defend them. And you can well believe that our clients will oppose that. And yes, they are asking for restitution personally from Malone and from Grosch, because they misuse these funds, and you can't do that. There is a charities law in New York, and they violated that charities law over and over again. They violated their own policies. They violated Vatican policies. They act with such independence from the rule of law that now the state attorney general is saying, no, you got to pay for that. You have to go back. And if they have assets, and we know they have property and they have land, and they have all, believe me, these guys didn't walk away poor. Trust me. They're going to pay something.
Is it possible, Steve, that we could see Malone or Grosch being called to testify in court?
Oh, I think that's very possible in some of the cases that are being litigated, and certainly in this lawsuit. I couldn't give you the roadmap for what this lawsuit could be, but I would think that's very possible.
The state asking for oversight of the diocese for a 5-year period. Can you help us understand at all exactly what that oversight would look like? What type of oversight the state is after?
You know, that's not an area where I practice, but I think when the state is asking for oversight, basically they are telling this organization that it's not going to be good enough that you fix it, button up, and end this lawsuit. Even after this lawsuit is over, we're still going to be looking at you. We'll have an independent entity in there looking at your books, looking at your policies, looking at the way you do business. And so it's the state's way, I think, of saying if this just doesn't end at this lawsuit, you have to move forward in a way that's safe for parishioners and is also done in a manner that follows the law, the New York Charities Law, and is responsible to the beneficiaries. Because remember, the church asked for people to reach into their pockets and give their money. So under the charity law, they have to follow state law, state regulations. And so the independent evaluations will make sure they're doing that correctly and legally.
Steve, we appreciate the time. Attorney Steve Boyd is joining us live. In response to this lawsuit, a spokesperson for the Buffalo Diocese said in a statement that they will be reviewing the lawsuit that was announced by the state attorney general and weighing the diocese's response.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.